Late Night Drive-By. It's a different sort of podcast.
Coming up, getting a boob job for your mother. A cow that conceived too many. Was Jesus conceived in a nightclub? Shane McGann's intimate areas and the boy band machine.
I can't wait. It's Late Night Drive-By. Al Porter's over there.
Colm Hayes over there. What date is it?
Well, it is the month that Zayn Malik has left One Direction. And here's the thing, because it's a podcast, right, this can be on air, or this can be go out for the next 300 years. But let's say 40 years.
Okay.
So Zayn Malik is 22. So people could find this in 40 years' time, and Zayn Malik is 62.
And they mightn't even know who he is. He could become a very famous or not famous gardener.
He could be the most famous Zayn Malik landscape gardening.
Mm.
So what we need to do is to remind people, who are One Direction?
Right, okay, so...
Can you remember them?
Yeah, just vaguely.
You can be dead now.
Well, I reckon I'll be surprised if I make it past 28. So what you're listening to, if you're listening to this in 400 years, is the tragic voice of the man who once was going to be.
No, even 40 years' time, it means you're dead. God, that's weird. Now I have to look at you as if you're dead.
I look at you like that all the time.
Thanks, Al, I appreciate that.
So One Direction were kind of six young men.
Six? It was five. You've changed history. This is what the Nazis did. You just became Heinrich Himmler.
Oh.
This is what the Nazis did.
I didn't realise there was more than... less than six.
No, there was Louis, Liam, yeah. Harry, Niall and Zayn.
Oh yeah, Niall was the youngfla from Ireland. So there were...
Niall was the youngfla from Ireland and he lived in a suburb called Mullingar.
Yeah, four singers. Four singers, right? Yeah. Four singers and Niall.
Yeah.
And
Niall was a great singer.
Was he?
Yeah, and he could play the banjo.
Yeah, other people wrote their songs and they used to sing them and be pretty.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay. And then one of them left because he felt that there was so much pressure involved in having 300 million in the bank and having 85 million women a night wanting to sleep with him. He felt, I can't take this pressure anymore. I want to go out and garden.
It was too difficult to be a millionaire. It was too difficult to have sex whenever you wanted it. It was just too much to handle. And he wanted to go back to being a normal 22-year-old like me, living in Talla with his mother and not having sex because, you know, there's nowhere to bring anybody back and not having enough money to get a taxi.
And having, absolutely. God, is that what he wants? Does he want to be like you?
I hope so.
Who's your favourite? You like Harry, don't you?
I like Harry. Do you like Harry?
No.
Harry's going to go into movies. I'd like to see Harry in a remake of Raging Bull.
Really?
Hmm.
Playing the Pacino part?
That was De Niro.
Same, really. Two Italian lads.
And they're the same person to you.
Did they ever star in a movie together?
Yes.
One movie ever?
Twice.
Once?
Nope.
What?
Heat.
And?
Oh, that bullshit one.
Describe the plot. I'll get it. I love these games.
Two cops. Both kind of angry, negative people. It was called something like, you know, like Insidious Horsebox or, you know, like some... Do you know what I mean? Something like...
Intolerable Wankfest.
Yeah, yeah. It was called, Innocent Rancidness.
Yeah. The Rampage of the Victims.
What was it called? Well, I look it up. I'm going to look it up, right? Righteous Kill.
I don't remember that movie.
It wasn't great.
Do you ever think that back in the days when there were boy bands, there was a company and you could ring up the company and you'd say, and they're called the Boy Band Company, right? And you'd ring them up and say, look, there's five of us. We're going to be a boy band. We need a name. And they go, okay, let's just go back to the back catalogue. We have loads of names.
And they had to sit around a big table.
Yeah, so you're five lads, so they have to come up. I mean, okay, you had One Direction, great name. Backstreet Boys. Am I sure about that?
But was it a great name?
One Direction, I think it was a good name, yeah.
At the time, I do recall them choosing it and me going, oh my God, how shit is that? I think a name only sounds good the more you hear it. I mean, I accept you as Colm Hayes, but if I was going to name you without ever knowing that that was your name, I might have called you Reynard Mindfuck. Do you know what I mean?
Just going back to my boy band.
Yeah.
There's five guys, they sit around.
And what do they do?
They're called the Company of Names.
The Company of Names, okay.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
The Con, okay.
And somebody like Louis just rings them up to look for a name for his new band. And they're always just waiting for that one call, only from Louis. That's the only call they ever get. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you're Louis.
I'm Louis.
Okay, so.
Take
the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Louis.
Yeah, hi, it's Louis Walsh. How are you getting on? So, guys, you know the story.
Yeah.
no more Westlife. Okay, no more Boyzone.
Yeah.
I have a new band.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
I have a new band.
Yeah.
It's six guys,
six guys.
All know each other. All right, they're off around the country. They hang out together. They stay in the same apartment. You know, I need a name.
You want a name?
I need a name.
You want a name?
I need a name.
You want a name?
I sound like Christopher Walken.
You always end up sounding like Christopher Walken.
I need a name. I'm going to take this watch out of your father's ass. I need a name.
Louis, the lads have come up with this name.
Okay.
House. They all live in the same house.
Yeah, house. I like it. Okay.
House. Okay. And they're country lads.
Yeah, yeah.
House,
yeah.
Village.
House Village. Okay, yeah. I don't know. I can see it. House Village. I don't know. Is it 2FM? I don't know.
Okay, how they're from the country. Right, okay. Farm. And they're friends. Farm. What a boy band? Farm Friends.
Farm Friends, I don't know. It sounds a little more Radio 1 to me. It's Farm Friends. Yeah. Farm Friends kind of comes across like, you know, the Shawagas sisters.
They're lads.
Lads.
They're local lads.
Local lads.
Local lads.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm sorry.
Lads. Lads are boys.
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 Big boy.
Boyzone. Oh, sorry.
We gave you that one already.
Sorry.
Home.
I like home, home.
Home.
Home, home is catchy.
Home.
You know, it's different. Nobody's really heard of a home, home before.
Home, home, home gown.
Home. But they're not a choir. I can't go to the home gown.
Home drown. Drown. Home, home drown.
What? You think they hang out with Michael Barrymore every day? No, we can't call them home drown.
Home. Hometown.
Yeah, let's go back to local lads.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
like
local lads is much
like
better. Yeah, let's get local lads.
Wow. I do Louis Walsh as if he has a speech impediment. Louis Walsh, I apologise if you ever hear this. Dear, dear, dear. I don't know if boy bands are ever really going to be as huge as things like, you know, like the Pogues or the Dumblers or, you know, I like that folky kind of thing. You know, I lived in Shane McGowan's home.
What? Sorry, what? You... All I heard there was you lived up Shane McGowan's hole.
What?
You lived in Shane McGowan's hole.
No, his home.
Hole.
I lived in his home.
Oh, I could imagine that.
No, I didn't live up Shane McGowan's hole.
I could see. Could you see loads of people living up his hole?
Not with the chieftains. I can imagine the chieftains living up Shane McGowan's hole.
Easily up his hole. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Of course. But there'd be loads of people living up his hole, just hiding there.
Well, he'd never notice.
No, he wouldn't care. He wouldn't care. He'd find them sustenance.
See, there's a whole village of people living up Shane McGowan's hole.
Clannad. Clannad are living up Shane McGowan's hole. They live up there to avoid...
tax.
Yeah, tax.
Yeah, the tax evading Shane McGowan hole dwellers. That's actually down on a list of things that you can tick on your way into the country. You know, when you have you ever stolen? Have you ever, are you bringing any fruit? Have you ever lived or do you wish to ever live up Shane McGowan's hole?
Yeah, yeah. And you could have tax inspectors coming around going, shouting, like banging them on the buttocks, going, we know, the chieftains, we know you're up there. We know somebody has to go up Shane McGowan's hole. And he drops down a rope ladder.
Of course. It would be very warm. I mean, great climate up Shane McGowan's hole.
And the bar's always open.
Well, exactly, you know.
Oh, it'd be a bit smelly.
No, it'd be fine. It'd be fine. Very hairy, you know.
It's a bit like Schindler's List.
Do you think?
So he could put people up his hole and get them across the border.
Maybe that's what it's all about.
Do you know what I'd love to do?
Go on.
I'd love to find out a survey of the worst surveys ever. You know the ones that are just ridiculous surveys?
Yeah.
You know, like a toilet cleaning company
goes...
Yeah,
you can't believe it.
Your favourite colour for a toilet seat. I mean, like, why would you do that?
Who cares?
They care because it gets them into the newspaper and then they go, this was sponsored by Down Your Jack's Toilet Cleaner. Okay, so somebody says, I have a toilet seat that has the face of Elvis Presley. Have you ever seen them? You can get them.
Right.
So they're just ridiculous surveys, right? Mm. But there was a survey this week, which I thought was quite fascinating.
Go on.
It was from the National Aquarium in London.
The National Aquarium?
Oh, yeah.
Just a big fishbowl.
Yeah, the biggest fishbowl in England.
I never understood the idea of a National Aquarium anyway. It's just called the sea.
No. Actually, it's a jail for fish.
Yeah, but it's just the sea.
No, no, it's not the sea.
The sea is a jail for fish.
No,
the sea... They can't go on land.
Well, that's like then...
Jail.
Then the world is a jail for people.
It is.
No, it's not.
Well, I wish I was a mermaid, but I'm not a mermaid, am I? I'm in jail. On land.
Okay, so we can swim. Just get your trunks on.
I can't swim.
Well, that's your fault.
No, that is the fault of fish.
So anyway, they went... They stopped kids on the way in.
Yeah.
Kids under 10, and they said to them... You know, can you fill out this form?
Okay.
And what they found was that 1 in 10 kids...
Beneath the age of 10.
So 1 in 10 kids beneath the age of 10 believed in mermaids.
I get that.
And the Loch Ness Monster.
I get it.
And also, they were asked to put a list of fish, species of fish.
Mm.
Okay. And apparently 20% of them, one of the species of fish they thought actually really existed was fish fingers. They thought that was a fish.
Nice.
And they thought it was a fish that swam much faster than the others because
it's a finger.
Because it had fingers.
Oh.
So it was a fish fingers swimming.
And they thought they were eating an actual species.
Yes, but they also believed that when they were eating fish fingers, they were eating the fingers of this fish called fingers. Fingers the fish.
Fingers the fish. He sounds like a banking, banking corruption person.
So then they went and they asked the kids again and they said, what other stuff do you believe in as a kid?
Mm.
And the stuff that came out was quite bizarre. Like the man.
They believe in the man.
They believe in the man.
Like 1970s, I'm paranoid, I'm on drugs, fight the power, fight the man.
No. If you don't eat your dinner, we're going to call the man. Yeah.
And who is the man?
Jimmy Savile.
Stop.
But clearly that's who the man was. The man actually was Jimmy Savile and Rolf Harris.
No, it wasn't.
It had to be. Like, I mean, when you went to bed, right, at night and you were asleep, there was so much shit, right? There was the man. There was the Sandman.
Yes.
There was a guy under your bed.
Yeah,
there was a guy in your wardrobe.
No.
Oh, yeah, there was also a guy.
I didn't have that.
There was a monster in your wardrobe.
No, right? That was me.
No.
I was in my wardrobe.
No, you came out of your wardrobe years ago. There's a monster in your wardrobe. There's the noise downstairs. Like, we had to deal with all these demons. Anyway, that's what these kids believed in.
I think, you know...
What did you believe in most? What was the stupid things that you believed in?
God.
God, yeah, okay, move on.
I used to think holy God could hear your every thought. So if you said something bad in your head, I used to go, oh, sorry, God. Up until I was like 14. Like, I remember getting a little kind of a little awkward feeling when I saw somebody good looking when I was 14 and going, oh, sorry, God. Just in case God knew.
Do you think God was checking on your stiffy?
I thought God monitored my erections.
But you don't think God had so much going on in the world?
I know, you'd figure he was busy, like, you know, with hunger and crime and death. But no, I thought that God was wondering whether or not 14-year-old me got a little boing in his trousers.
Did you ever go into the security room in Dundrum Shopping Centre?
No, I've never had to.
Okay, it's amazing. So there's 300 cameras, right?
Lovely.
Looking at every single angle of Dundrum.
Okay.
Okay, for me, that's God.
Okay. Just a surveillance.
He has cameras right around the world of pestilence and drought. And down the bottom right, he has a thing called a stiffy camera. So he can... there's a 14-year-old in Tala. Okay. Can you park Ethiopia? Just for a minute. I know we lose a few thousand, but I need to check on this guy. Stop. And then you go, oh, you heard me. Shit.
Sorry, God.
So he has a tiny little stiffy camera.
Kids don't call him Holy God anymore.
No, they just go straight to God. It's like a nickname, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
We had to call him Holy God and Holy Jesus.
I never called him Holy Jesus.
I called him Holy Jesus and Holy Mary, Mother of God. You have to say the full name. Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Is Christ his second, like, is that his surname? Was it Jesus Christ?
No.
Mary Christ and Joseph Christ.
Joseph Christ.
And they were the Christs of, you know,
well, they weren't married. They weren't married, were they, Mary and Joseph? Not when she got pregnant.
Okay. So what was her name? What was her second name? Why do we not know their second name? How did the postman ever get letters to them? He didn't know where to go. Well, Jesus, Mary and Joseph are fairly popular names in Bethlehem at that stage. It was like, that was, everyone went. I mean, a kid was born, you just went Jesus. That was the name of it.
Were they really called that?
But that was the big name that year.
I know, but were they not like Jesus or Jesus and Maria and Joseph?
Is that a Greek restaurant they were born in? Hesios, Marios, Josophius. What are you saying? We're just Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Now stop your mess.
Well, everybody else had names like Pontius.
That was a great name.
And Judas. You know, they're all different than, you know, Mary.
I love that his name was Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, yeah. He was like John Travolta.
Did you ever go to school with a guy called Pontius?
No, not once.
Jesus.
No, but there are several Jesus in Mexico, aren't there? In South America and different places.
But they don't call themselves Jesus.
They call themselves...
It's Jesus, isn't it?
Jesus.
Do you know why they call him Jesus? There was no other Jesus in the village.
There were other Jesus.
There weren't.
There had to be.
There was Marks. There was
right.
Peters.
Yeah.
There was normal blokes called Mark and Peter and Thomas.
Thomas.
I doubted whether that was his real name. And then they came up with Jesus. Where did they come up with that? No, when you think about it.
Maybe,
where did they
but maybe Jesus was a place and they named him after where he was conceived.
Like, so it was like Copperface
Paris
Jacks.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like they were all going down having a few pints in Jesus every weekend, right? All the Romans chilling out. Come on, we go for a sesh. We'll get into how much is it into Jesus tonight or whatever. Yeah. They went. Jesus used to play all the banging tunes, okay? And then, you know, Mary went in. She's only a virgin. She's hanging out in Jesus. Mm. And all of a sudden she gets knocked up one night out in the tiles and she names him after where he was conceived.
I don't know. Do you want me to tell you about the cows? This is the most ridiculous story
okay.
that I've seen today. Sometimes it's just the way people write them.
Yeah.
Glad you agree. A cow in Northeast...
I like it now. You built up my expectation.
A cow in Northeast Texas has apparently defied great odds.
Right.
And given birth to four calves.
Four.
That have been named... Eeny, meeny, miny, and mo.
Okay.
Jimmy Barling said the DNA tests will be done on tissue samples from the three bull calves and the one heifer calf to satisfy those who may question the births from one mother. We knew she was pregnant, but we didn't know this was going to happen, said 76-year-old Barling. This was a shock. This blew our minds.
Did it?
Yeah.
How many calves does a cow normally have?
Well, I'm not a farming man, and I can you can probably tell by the way I look. I don't have the look of a farming man.
No. Why is there a story? How many, because dogs have several puppies, how many little baby things is a cow supposed to have?
Barling's wife, Dora, owns the couple's 20 or so cattle, okay?
Yeah.
And the local vet, Mike Baird, he said the odds of four live births from one cow are 1 in 11.2 million.
Why? I don't understand. I was always under the impression that cows had several at one time.
And he said, the vet went on to say, this is a story in the papers.
What paper is this?
The Examiner.
Jesus.
He said, in the interest of science and the animal world, it's one of those things that we need to be verified and verified now beyond a shadow of a doubt.
No. What's the most amount of children that ever came out of a woman?
Like in one go?
Octuplets, but is that the most?
No, dextuplets.
Dextuplets?
Yeah, dextuplets is 10 children.
Wow.
And it's only happened once in Sardinia. In 1953, her name was Cassandra O'Brien. She was on holidays. She met a waiter.
God.
Went downhill after that.
10.
Dextuplets, 10. I mean, the doctors, they were doing shifts. They didn't know. I mean, they just kept going, come on. I mean, Cassandra, when is it going to stop? I mean, you know, this is a basketball team with five substitutes.
Wouldn't it be worse if the sex that had created them was very short? You'd be thinking, oh, for God's sake, 2 minutes riding's all we did. And I had to go through 30 years of labour.
So you think there should be some sort of... That's actually a mathematical equation, that if you have twins, then it should have lasted twice the amount as if you're just having a normal.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's say a normal kid. Let's say, I don't know what to say now because whatever I say is not going to sound good. So let's say an hour.
An hour? An hour, Colin Hayes. An hour. Are you for real? I almost went with that there for a second. An hour. God's sake, an hour and a half.
Okay.
I mean, this came to my mind when it was Mother's Day there recently.
Yeah, it was.
And my mother breastfed me. Did she breastfeed you?
Sorry, did your mother breastfeed me?
You know that's not what I meant.
No, it's the way you said it.
She breastfed me. And when it was Mother's Day, I brainstormed with a few friends of mine what we'd get our mothers.
Really?
And yeah.
So you sat around in a bar?
Oh, not a bar. No. We went for
a table.
Coffee. Yeah.
Coffee. Okay. And you actually had a discussion. You had a discussion with your friends about what should we get our mothers for Mother's Day?
Yeah. No, what should we get my mother?
So you brought your friends in. You have a little creative think tank about your mother's Mother's Day.
Yeah, because it's hard to know, really. I mean,
they're
what
good
more...
friends. They're good friends.
Like, well, look. I mean, I'm, a young guy doing kind of well for myself. I mean, what more of a gift could I give? So we had to get her a gift, and I thought,
No. You had to. They were brainstorming with you. They weren't going to buy your mother a gift.
I was going to.
Could you imagine all your five friends going, Mimsy, look what we get you. We had coffee together and we decided.
We decided that I should get her a boob job.
What?
Get your mother a boob job because you are the one that has ruined her breasts. Like my mom's breasts. Now, I mean, not that I look at them. I see them when I when I bend down to tie my shoelaces because there they are.
What do you mean there they are?
Well, they're hanging low. Do you know what I mean?
Like, that far down?
Oh, for God's sake, yeah. The dog doesn't know what he's done wrong. He gets smacked in the nose every day by them by accident.
Like,
right?
Are you wearing high heels or something? Or are they that low?
No. They're that low.
Could she brush the garden with them?
Oh, no, sure. I mean, I swear to God, we had to re-carpet because there were just whole parts of the carpet that were kind of worn out by them dragging along.
You know? And when she's out in the garden, would they collect leaves?
No. They don't gather.
Okay,
no.
All right. Okay, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
So
okay.
That's my fault that they're so saggy. You know what I mean?
Just yours. But you have brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
But you were the worst.
I think I was the one who really latched on and couldn't
I mean, even
be
now,
moved.
I mean, I know you well. You're very thirsty.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was nothing. I mean, I think I'm gay because I got so much titty when I was younger.
Do you think that's what it is?
I got enough titty for a lifetime.
So you don't need to go there?
No. Anyway, look.
So then when you hit 12, you're going, I don't need that anymore. I'm going to go in search of boys.
Yeah, I'm not saying it in a rude way. I'm just saying it's not my mother's fault. It's my fault.
Yeah.
I did that to her. So what can I do? I can get her a boob job. I can actually get her the tits that she deserves.
What, do you get her a voucher?
No, you'd have to.
You get her a group
book her in.
Book her in where?
The clinic, like plastic surgery, I don't know.
The titty factory.
Do you reckon they have a titty factory?
There must be a titty, and there's a titty doctor.
Surely there would be tours of it every day. Tourists going, I went to the titty factory, and then I went to Guinness Storehouse. But the titty factory was my favourite. That was amazing.
Oh, look at that one over there. It's Ronan Keaton. That's not a titty.
Hey. Naughty.
So you give her a catalogue? Does she get to choose? Is it like choosing a sofa?
No, I think you should pick it for her. You know, go, look, Ma, you're getting a D. The real problem is, what do you get your dad?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you're saying, okay, this is me thinking logically, right?
Yeah.
If you're saying that for Mother's Day, you get your ma a set of new tits.
Ditties.
D ditties. Because, which is different to P ditties, but you're getting her D ditties.
Mm.
Because you've swung out of them for so long, and so she needs something that makes her more attractive. Do you think maybe for Father's Day, you should get your dad a penis extension?
What? No.
Why?
Well, you don't get your dad. No, I don't think you're following the logic.
Well, I'm trying to.
Well, I got my mom hers because I was the one who caused the damage.
Yeah.
I never damaged my dad. Like, do you think I grew up sucking my dad's dick? Like, that's not the same thing. All right, everybody. So, even though we haven't been talking like this for the entire time, that was the podcast from me, Al Porter, and he...
Gollum Hayes.
Next time you want to know how many kids a cow can have, listen here. No. I don't know if it's the right tone.
So, that was it. And thanks for listening into another great podcast here from the studios of 14. Remember, whatever you do later on this evening, remember to take care of your children, your loved one, and your pets. From me, Gollum Hayes, to him...
Al Porter. No. No, you can't. No.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Gollum, there's something wrong if the people listening to this don't already know that they should be looking after their children.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
I wouldn't remind the listeners to look after their kids. Do one more.
Yeah, I got to say, that was an enjoyable podcast. You, Al?
I enjoyed it, Colm. Thanks for taking the time to get drunk with me.
So, till we meet again on Late Night Drive-By, you make sure that you enjoy yourselves and be careful not to kill anyone that you love.
That's good advice.
It's, you can't get better, really.
That's sound advice. I mean, you can't argue with that. That's sound advice.
Because if you unmistakably kill somebody you love...
It's totally true.
It's just, you know what I mean? I think we should just... That's it, really.
Yeah, that's it.